How long were you on this train for?
I think it was 3 years. no, it felt like 3 years. It was 8 days or something crazy like that. Yeah. Right. And when we first got on the train in Nohodka in Siberia, it was this beautiful czarist, French-built type velvet, mahogany tassels, luxurious brass fittinged with a wonderful dining car with white tablecloths and etc. And then the next night, or the next morning, we got off that train and boarded another train, which was all plastic and formica, which was the real Trans-Siberian Express.
Ah, so the other one's just for show.
The other one was just for show.
Oh, no.
It was the boat train. It's a shame.
So this is a tiny cabin. These are half beds, essentially, aren't they?
That is a mansion compared to how people travelled.
Right.
We were really, really lucky. The washing facilities weren't that good, but believe me, if you walked further down the train, people were sleeping in corridors and women with children, and it was pretty grim.
Right. So it looks a little bit like an after party. Or the morning after a party, I would say.
Well, what you have there on that table is piva, which is beer, and I think it was Riesling from somewhere like Romania or something. And it was all pretty foul. I think there's a jar of pickled eggs there as well, and yogurt. Yogurt was plentiful. The train would stop and the kitchen would sell. There was never anything in the kitchen. We couldn't work it out why there was not much to eat. And what happened was it was like a traveling supermarket. The kitchen staff, we saw them selling off tins of stuff to people in these completely cut off places. And the people would bring eggs and yogurt. There was always plenty of eggs and yogurt, but we ran out of other stuff. It started off well. We had something that looked like a schnitzel or something like that, battered chicken maybe. Or as the journey went on, the food slowly deteriorated. Hence the getting off the train and buying cheeses and yogurts and whatever. In fact, I nearly got stranded in Siberia when I went and got David some yogurt, and as I was trying to negotiate the rubles with a not-so-stupid salesperson, the train, something caught my eye, and it was the train slightly just moving off a bit, you know. So I just thrust my handfuls of rubles into this very fortunate person who was selling me the stuff. And raced after the train and kind of jumped on it.
with armfuls of eggs.
With an armful of yogurt.
Yogurt.
Yeah, I wouldn't like to have been stuck in Siberia in the winter of... It was just before May. It was still cold in Siberia, but in 1973, it would have been a nightmare.
Yeah, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, yeah. So what time of day was this?
This would be early morning.
Early morning.
Yeah.
I love this shot.
It's a great shot, isn't it?
I think it's my favourite.
Yeah, people love that shot. I've actually got that shot in a bedroom at home, in one of the bedrooms, and people that stay in this room say it's such a peaceful shot.
Mm. You don't really see him like that ever, do you? He was very switched on, very performative.
Yeah.
You know, and then this is such a rare insight.
Mm. Yeah.